You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well.
It's nice to have you back. I feel like we haven't seen each other.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Those long weekends.
Yeah. And I'm excited for what you've brought in this morning.
So the book I've got today, I lugged it all the way in.
It's big.
It's a big book. Big. Clocking in at something like 700 pages long, is Shock and Awe by Simon Reynolds, and the subheading is Glam Rock and its Legacy from the 70s to the 21st Century.
Now, I feel so ashamed because I didn't know who Simon Reynolds was, and there might be some people out there that don't know. Could you give us like a little bit of a taste of who he is and what he kind of writes about, I suppose?
Yeah, of course. He's definitely got his following. We always keep his books in stock because he's sort of... he's almost like a go-to music writer, and
yeah.
You know, we always sell his books, and I'm a big fan of his. So he's actually previously written about, he wrote a really great one, which was the first one I ever read, called Sex Revolts, which was about gender and rebellion in rock and roll. And he's written about rave music, and he's written about hip-hop, and my favourite one ever, which is the Bible, we call it the Yellow Pages, is Rip It Up and Start Again, which is about post-punk from 78 to 84. And
cool.
My copy is dog-eared, underlined, coffee-stained. Always
Fantastic.
Refer to it. It's just, yeah, the Bible. So
these different genres of music, does he write in a different tone? Because I suppose the music as a whole is suited towards certain people who, you know, love it. And like have a certain way of like expressing that love. Do you get what I mean?
He has his own really singular style.
Yeah.
And what he does is, because he is so brainy and quite scholarly in his writing, there's that side.
Mm.
But then there's also a real music lovers,
yeah,
kind of almost really enthusiastic kind of
cool
style that
yeah.
he brings together. So he's got his own kind of style that he applies to all of those books. So this one here, it's about glam, and it's kind of timely because, you know, Bowie passed away. And I love his diversions and threads. He's writing about something, but he sort of brings in culture and history, and he goes really, really deep. So, you know, every time I read a book by him, this one included, you know, I'm always taking notes, and I'm always checking out songs and going to links, and you know, it's really enriching, it's really fulfilling reading.
You want to do like further kind of like study into the stuff that he's covering.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. And he sort of, in this book, he ponders about what was so different about glam rock to pop, and David Bowie runs through this book. So he kind of likens Bowie performing Starman on Top of the Pops in 1972 as that generation's Elvis or the Beatles. So that's kind of like a turning point for glam rock. And the chapters, you know, he talks about Mark Bolan and T-Rex, Bowie's early years, Alice Cooper. There's a section on Slade and Sweet and Susie Quattro and Gary Glitter. And then this is interspersed with different periods of Bowie's career. So he's kind of something that pulls it all together. And he sort of moves on to Roxy Music and New York Dolls and Cockney Rebel. It's really cool because there's other bands like Kraftwerk and Eno and Ultravox. And then at the end, there's this crazy section called Aftershocks. And he writes about all these odd and wonderful characters like Susie Sue, Kate Bush, and Grace Jones. But then he also looks at Lady Gaga and Kanye and Nicki Minaj as well. And
so he really pulls it to the present.
Yeah, he pulls it to the present, and it's kind of lasting legacy. And it's just a really brilliant kind of dexterous work of social and cultural history, you know? Like, he spends a lot of time writing his books. I think his last one, Retromania, which was about nostalgia in music, which is also really amazing. I mean, that was quite a few years ago, and his writing's quite impressive and extraordinary, and I think it's quite nerdy and intellectual in a way, and in some respects I think maybe that's not very cool, because
creates this like wall.
Yeah, well, I feel like we're in a culture at the moment that's quite anti-intellectualism. I don't know if people will agree with that, but that's just kind of how I feel. So,
yeah, I think I would agree. Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, it's really refreshing and quite wonderful to have something written like this that's quite scholarly and has real depth and insight. You know, he sort of goes really deep into analysis rather than kind of
expecting you to know or understand. Yeah.
So, you know, it's a hefty read, but his work's so great. And, you know, the way he writes about music is quite infectious as well. You know, he sort of talks about the jubilant stomp and roar of Slade and Roxy Music's mannered poise and romping noise. And, yeah, just how glam's kind of like this sort of alien, sensationalistic, almost hysterical kind of response to the kind of 60s denim rock and roll that was before that, that preceded it. So, you know, he says that while John Lennon in the era before glam rock said, "Give me some truth," and he says here, well, glam actually says, "Give me some untruth." You know, it was really a rejection of kind of natural, organic and wholesome music in favour of the unnatural and plastic and artificial. And yeah, he kind of almost likens it to postmodernism as well.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah, it's a really exciting read, and I'll read anything he writes. You know, I'd read any style of music that he writes about. I'm not the hugest glam rock fan, but you know, I loved this book and love his writing. Yeah.
Awesome. It sounds like a fantastic novel. It's big. That's
it's
for
big.
Sure.
You have yeah, to it's big. It's great. If you're a music lover and love reading about music, it's great. Yeah.
And I think you're definitely right in that glam rock in particular is quite relevant at the moment, just
yeah.
with kind of a lot of people passing away. And I feel like, I mean, for me, I think I've been discovering a lot more glam rock and kind of getting really into it. So, yeah.
Yeah, great book to refer. His books are so good as references as well, you know.
Cool.
Like his post-punk one I refer to all the time, and you know, it's great.
Brilliant. So the book is Shock and Awe.
Shock and Awe by Simon Reynolds, and it's a huge hardback, $55.
Thank you Karen, for coming in and doing some loose reads with us.
Thanks, Hannah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.